The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness and wellness, and now in its 33rd year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who's not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Did you see this? Air New Zealand is now weighing not only a passenger's baggage, but also the passenger. Not kidding. I mentioned this a few years ago, that airlines should be wearing the people who fly on their airplanes. After all, they weigh more than the luggage, or at least most of the time they do. But anyway, this pilot program, and I'm not talking about the pilots that fly the plane, is dubbed the International Passenger Weight Survey. And it will ask those who are traveling out of New Zealand through the Auckland airport to step on a scale and weigh themselves, along with any carry-on baggage. For safety reasons, we need to know the weight of all items on board the aircraft, they stated, as well as the passengers included. As they should. You know, this gives new meaning to the euphemism, a little too much junk in the trunk. Hey, maybe I should write a new diet book, huh? The flying diet or the airplane diet? I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the healthiest hour on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, hormones for summer energy. Our resident hormone expert, Hugh Woodward, joins us to talk about not only testosterone, but also all the hormones. You know, there's over 50 of them besides testosterone that give you health, energy, muscular strength, vitality, and longevity. So we'll talk about all the things that also reduce your levels of hormones or cause imbalances of hormones in your life. So lots of information on the menu today. So we will be joining Hugh in just a few minutes after some important news you can use and our regular weekly features. Let's see, what else? Oh boy, so much is happening in June when it comes to your health. It's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, as well as Cancer from the Sun Month. I hope to have a dermatologist. We might not have him on in June, but for sure we'll have him on in July. My dermatologist, depending on his schedule, Cataract Awareness Month, and the Heimlich maneuver. That's the anniversary. Actually, a couple days ago, it was back in 1974. It was introduced by Dr. Henry Heimlich. And for those of you longtime listeners, several years ago, we had Anson Williams of TV's Happy Days, who was actually, well, Henry Heimlich was his uncle, and so we had him on talking about the Heimlich maneuver way back then. And so, you know, Dr. Heimlich, his procedure saved the lives of thousands of people throughout the world because, you know, before his maneuver or his breakthrough, the prevailing method was back slaps, which can sometimes make things worse when it comes to aiding choking victims. So, and remember, it's called the Heimlich maneuver, not the Heineken maneuver, guys. Okay. Hey, today is United Nations World Bicycle Day. This day celebrates the bicycle as a simple, affordable, reliable, clean, and environmentally fit, and I might add healthy, sustainable means of transportation. All right. And, our nutrition tip of the week. The snowman says, beware of cheap, unhealthy food because it comes at the expense of your health or to your health, which actually makes it very expensive. So, so much for cheap, unhealthy food, right? That's the excuse, the biggest or main excuse that most people make. I can't afford to eat healthy. The cheap food is so much cheaper, but, look at the big picture, and in the long run, you're going to spend more on what you don't spend on food. You're going to spend on medical bills and a shorter life. All right. Speaking of testosterone, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes with our hormone expert, this is interesting. Woolly mammoths had testosterone surges like you wouldn't believe. They actually were able to test these in the tusks of woolly, the male woolly mammoths, which are relatives of the elephant. And they said they went through a seasonal change called MUST. I'm not lisping. It's M-U-S-T-H, just like modern elephants do. And anyway, the gist of this article was the hormones went up 10 or 20 times during the 3 months or so of their mating season. And similar tests show that there are fluctuations in elephants as well. They go up about 10 times. So that's interesting. In the diet department, eating, fast food, an unknown health and diet hazard of fast food is that most people usually eat it too fast or eat it fast as well as, getting it served quickly to them. But here's a new article. This comes from the journal Clinical Endocrinology Metabolism, and they say that eating it quickly... Well, let me share the study with you. During the study, the subjects ate a large bowl of ice cream at different rates, and researchers measured the hormones of the participants. The hormones that signal satiety and fullness and so on. So anyway, the people had higher levels of hormones and felt fuller when they ate the ice cream slowly. Eating meals more slowly may be a simple way to cut down on food intake and decrease body fat. So... even if you don't change your diet, just change the speed at which you consume it, and you'll lose some weight. Better, a little bit weight loss is better than none, right? Okay, let's see. Elsewhere in the news, let's see. Oh, we're doing okay on time. Cellular aging starts earlier in women than in men. We're going to talk about longevity and hormones, both the hormones that aid in longevity in women, estrogens, and as well as testosterone, and then in men. After identifying markers of aging, such as inflammation, these researchers found that cellular aging did not appear to start in men until age 40, but then happened very rapidly in contrast. Signs of aging in women, on the other hand, seem to begin to age at age 19, but it progressed gradually over their lifetime. So it's interesting how... the different sexes or genders age at different rates. They say previous research suggests that a man's risk of immune dysfunction becomes more pronounced with age, and the effects of age-related inflammation on tissues are more substantial in older men than in women of the same age. And we'll talk about inflammation and cortisol and a little later in the program with our hormone expert. All right, let's see. We'll save that article if we have time. Okay, let's skip that one. Okay, elsewhere in the diet department, this was a recent study that suggested that swapping your strict meal plans for people that eat the same thing every day, week in, week out, and, monthly and yearly, you just don't change seasonally. But if you do, you'll aid your weight loss effortlessly. The gut microbiome diversity is the key. They say that it's linked to better mental health, increased energy, and a better metabolic function. But they found that lean men have more gut bacteria and a greater variety of strains than their larger peers. And they suggest a cyclical eating plan. So, look at your grocer's local offerings, the seasonal fresh produce in season, instead of always buying frozen or ready-made, or over half our the food that we consume, over 50%, are now ultra-processed foods, which is not a good thing. But They're saying just by eating seasonally, that is going to not only affect your microbiome positively, but also aid in fat loss. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Okay, since we're going to talk about age and staying young with hormones in just a few minutes, what's better? And this is a men's article. Men in their 20s or men in their 40s? Well, what's better? Which would you rather be if you're over 40 already? Or if you're in your middle earlies, as I like to say I am? No, I'm almost 70. Research at the University of Michigan found that unlike their female peers, men aged 20 are deemed to be, get this, at their least attractive. That shocked me. I thought it would be the other way around. But the same study reported that a man's desirability was at its highest between 40 and 50. So there you go, silver foxes. What about happiness? Well-being, which includes self-worth and life satisfaction, plummets in your mid-20s, whereas it climbs in until you're, in your mid-30s, but falls again at 40. And the key factor is health as well as job and partner. So focus on those. But the verdict is 40s win. Your 40s are not the death knell that you think they are for health and fitness. By midlife, you're likely to be fitter and more financially stable, a stable version of your 20-year-old self. So much for that. All right, in matters of sexual health, when is a kiss just a kiss? Well, kissing has been part of romantic encounters for at least 4,500 years, which is longer than they previously thought. Sexual kissing was practiced in ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia at least 4,500 years ago, according to researchers. The idea that sexual kissing had a point of origin has been linked to the spread of some diseases. For instance, a 2022 paper said that the herpes simplex virus, which of course causes cold sores in your mouth, may have become more common because of the advent of sexual romantic kissing. And sexual kissing, they say, has multiple origins. It's not just something that originated in a single place in history. Tentative evidence that modern humans and Neanderthals kissed, or at least exchanged saliva in some way, otherwise known as swapping spit, which is not a medical term, of course. Bonobos even engaged in mouth-to-mouth sexual kissing. And they say that sexual kissing is more common in cold climates. That, you know, makes sense because clothing is covering most of your body to keep you warm, but your face is still available to touch. So that's totally logical. All right, and let's see elsewhere. All right, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. I like this one. I saw this. I forgot where I saw it, but it said, I head to the gym every morning, then cross the street to the bakery. That's a good one. How about this? Older, but still so natural and lifelike. Not necessarily alive, but I do look it. The fitness instructor asked the participant how flexible he was, and he said, I don't do Monday through Friday. I don't think that's what the instructor meant. Let's see, what else? Where else are we going? Oh, I put my bathroom scale in the corner, and that's where it's going to stay until it apologizes to me. All right. And let's see, one more. Okay. I hate it when an older person, or when I see an older person and realize we went to school together. And finally, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, hormones on the menu, yours, and how to increase them and balance them for more endurance, stamina, energy, sexual vitality, and longevity. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Curcumin-rich TheraCurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. TheraCurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, TheraCurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich TheraCurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. It's David Snow on your radio, and it is your weekly dose of verbal vitamins, and we appreciate you tuning in and making us part of your weekend. A reminder, if you can't stay with us all morning long, our show does rebroadcast 12 hours from right now on the station you're listening to right now, or you can go to the website, the new website, drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com. In this segment of the program, Hugh Woodward is our guest. He's a resident hormone expert here on the program, and he has previously worked in hospitals and also learned much of his knowledge of hormones as well as DHEA, the pro-hormone, which we're going to also talk about, from his father, who was a medical physician. And his father treated countless women as well as men in his practice who had inadequate or unbalanced hormones. In fact, he revolutionized the hormone scene with a few preparations, which we'll talk about, and we'd like to welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Hugh. How the health are you?
Hello, Dave. I'm doing great, and glad to be on your show. Well, always a pleasure.
Yes, always a pleasure to have you, and we do this show a couple times a year, and one of the main differences, I was driving to the studio today, this morning, and I've thought of this, Hugh, and one of the main differences, see if you can agree with me on this, between youth and old age is really a person's level of energy, isn't it? I mean, and hormones have such an effect on energy. So can you speak to that, how hormones actually can decrease or increase your energy, depending on if they're balanced, if you have enough of them, if you don't have the right balance and levels of certain ones, and how they can easily become imbalanced in with our lifestyles today.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're spot on. Hormones are carbon chain molecules in our bodies that are drivers. They're really what control our bodies, be that psychological functions or physiological functions, our health, our attitudes. But so many different things are driven by our hormones, and many people don't really realize how many things are affected. Obviously, men and women have a different set of hormones. Women more estrogenic hormones, and thus their body form and behaviors physiological and mental functions. Men are the same way, and we're all driven by our hormones, and that goes far beyond just how we look, but how we feel and function every day.
Now, speaking of youth, I mentioned youth and old age. At what age does a person's hormones, or do a person's hormones start to diminish, especially when it comes to testosterone and the hormones that are the youth giving and longevity and strength promoting hormones.
Yeah, real important. We gradually make, from birth, we make more and more hormones, all of them. The precursor, one of them, they call it the mother hormone, is DHEA. And DHEA, short for dehydroepiandrosterone, is a precursor to all of our androgenic hormones, testosterone being the most commonly known of those, and the estrogenic hormones as well, the sex hormones. And we make ever more DHEA as we grow through, you know, adolescence and puberty and into our adult years. And we reach the peak of hormone production between the ages of 20 to 25, when we're in our reproductive prime, if you will, as humans, at our best, right?
Now, are you talking about both men and women?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is for both men and women.
Uh-huh.
And when we're in our reproductive prime is when we're at our mental best, our physical best. And then that declines after about age 25 at a rate, DHEA decreases at a rate of about 2% per year. So that means by age 35, you're making about 20% less of all of the downstream hormones than you had when you were age 25. And then at age 50, that is half as much as you used to. So people wonder, well, why am I just not as energetic as I used to be? Why do I not feel as good as I did? Well, it's driven by our hormones. And that decline continues into our 60s, 70s, 80s, when we may only be making 10% of the hormones that we did when we were in our youth.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you. Must you depress us this early in the weekend? I mean,
right?
Really, you know, I can cut you off at any time.
I know. It's sad but true, but you know, just reality.
I know, because when you were mentioning the different numbers, I was computing on my paper. Okay, I'm almost 70 years old. Do I have any left?
Well, you could do something about it.
And I do.
Eating right and exercising are important. We got to stay active. We've got to get good sleep at night. There are a lot of things that help our hormones stay up and maintained. Eating cruciferous vegetables for men and women.
Well,
it's good for all of us to, eat right, sleep, drink plenty of water. But you can do something with modern medicine and science to stave off that decline and help feel better day to day and function better.
Well, on that note, you know, that's a good segue to maybe explain to us what your father came up with. He really revolutionized the pro-hormone scene with transdermal delivery creams that enabled people to make their own hormones when they were absorbed. Can you speak to that? And it was started, I believe, with women and then his male patients as well.
Yeah, absolutely. My father was a board-certified OB-GYN in Dallas, in Medical City in Dallas. For years, delivered babies and saw women in a gynecologic medical practice and began in the 80s to look into bioidentical hormone replacement and how it could best be done and delivered so that women who would come into his office in their menopausal years, typically between ages of, say, 35 to 55, who are just starting to feel badly, have hot flashes, have hormonal, all the symptoms of menopause, which are like hot flashes, trouble sleeping at night, tossing and turning, all those kinds of issues. And he developed, long story short, a cream, It's a highly absorbable DHEA that's delivered in the dermis, in the skin, where your body actually, turns out, metabolizes some 80% of hormones after menopause. So the skin is a natural place for your body to make and use DHEA, and then he developed this cream. And he showed it to me in the early, I was about 2000, close to year 2000.
Uh-huh.
And I was the administrator at the hospital, and I was under a lot of stress, had a couple of kids, would just get home wiped out, and, you know, just stress galore. But
stress on steroids.
Yeah, stress on steroids.
And it affected your steroids.
He gave me a tube of this cream, and he said, use this every day. Rub this in on thin, hairless skin and see what you think. I think you'll feel a lot better. It'll help you, you know, with the energy, mood. I said, will it hurt me at all? He says, no. It's actually something we've developed. And he had worked with several different compounding pharmacists to figure out how to make the best DHEA cream that he could. And so I used this cream for a few weeks, and I was like, oh, my God, Dad, what is this? This is amazing. So that's where it started for me.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Researching DHEA and trying to figure out what it is and how it works and why it works and how to make the best possible DHEA cream possible. And I said, Dad, why isn't this available? Why don't people hear about this? Why isn't anybody selling it? He says, well, I don't know.
But he was in his practice only, right? I mean, it wasn't like it was a national product or
anything. But then it was just not there. It wasn't on the grid. Uh-huh. It wasn't seen anywhere. And so that's where I said, well, I'm going to start a company and get this developed and figure out how to get it out to people the best way possible and make a top quality DHEA cream. And that's what Twist 25 DHEA cream is.
All right. Let me tell you to hold that thought, Hugh, because we need to take a bottom of the hour station break. And when we come back, you can tell us more about that, as well as HRT. I want to ask you about hormone replacement therapy. What about men as well as women on hormone replacement therapy? Should they use this as an adjunct or a substitute? Or, you know, what's the deal there as far as if they're on or want to be on hormone replacement therapy? And also, when we talked last week, you told us, you told me about a new Navy SEAL study where they actually studied the Navy SEALs' DHEA and cortisol levels, and there are some surprising results and information there. So I want you to share that with our audience as well. Back after this with more information for your hormonal health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria, and their patent protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also True Flora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio cleansing effects, and Trubifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Although you've heard about superfoods coming from many countries, did you know there's one that's grown right here in the U.S. that's even more potent than most of those foreign superfoods? It's Noni, the superfood thousands of fans rely on for promoting good joint functions, a healthy immune system, and overall health and energy. It's the brand that sets the benchmark for medicinal and nutritional strength. It's Real Noni, grown in Hawaii on the island of Kauai. That's because Real Noni is 100% organic, raw, and non-fermented. And unlike Noni juice, Real Noni is in the form of a fruit leather, making it 14 times more potent than Noni juice, with no added sugar. Plus, it's more convenient and cost-effective. Real Noni is a superfood that has 60 times more antioxidants than blueberries. Experience the healing and nourishing power for yourself by going to realnoni.com, where you can also see their line of popular pain-relieving lotions. That's realnoni.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Snow.
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 Oh, what do you know? That would be me. It is David Snow on your radio. This comment comes from comedian, Karen Ripley, who said she and her male roommate mixed up their nicotine and testosterone patches. He got cranky and hungry. She got a raise in a corner office. How about that? Okay, so much for hormones. And, let's not mix them up. But what about people that, with genders, as you were mentioning at the outset, Hugh, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about hormones with Hugh Woodward. If men get too many female hormones and women get too many male hormones, it plays havoc with your health. It's not harmonious. Tell us about that.
Well, obviously with DHEA, what it does, it's the same hormone molecule, prohormone, in both men and women. What your body does with it depends on what organs and peripheral tissues process it. And so, be it obviously testicles in men, ovaries in women, the production of hormones from those organs is different. And as a result, our physiological and mental functions are different from those hormones. So that's why. And what I like about DHEA, which is a really strong thing, is that it's got no dangerous side effects. You hear about all these drugs on TV, and it's frightening. They do more dangerous things than good. But with DHEA, you're doing all beneficial things. It is the most abundant, naturally occurring prohormone in the human body.
So it doesn't, unlike testosterone or estrogen, it does not shut off the body's own production of its own hormones.
Correct. Yes, that's right. It you could use it for, whatever months and then stop using it, and you'll go right back to making the level you were making
before you started.
Before you started.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not addictive or habit forming in any way. No dangerous side effects. That's why it does not require a prescription.
And it's a fraction of the cost, right? Of
exactly.
As opposed to hormone replacement therapy. Although in some cases there are obviously there are applications or there are instances where people need to go on hormone replacement therapy. Now, if somebody is on it, whether it's elective or not, a necessary therapy, is it something that you would use in addition to, or is there a hazard of getting
actually,
too much?
It's actually the best place to start. You let your body do what it does naturally. Produce your own hormones. It's like one of our slogans at Health2Go is use Twist 25 DHEA cream. Make your own hormones. And in that sense, you would start with DHEA, and then after a month or two, test and see if you're still low on. For women, it's sometimes estradiol is still low, estriol. And so those can be supplemented separately. And if you're already using, for men, it's testosterone primarily that drives
right.
our how we feel and function. And there again, start with DHEA because then your testicles produce testosterone from the DHEA. Whereas if you just start with testosterone, your body shuts down making its own because supplementing with testosterone, they don't tell you this in those commercials you see on TV, if you start supplementing testosterone, you start making less of your own. And that's an important side effect. Nobody wants their testicles to shrink and atrophy because of too much supplementation. And then, of course, you're addicted. You've got to keep using it to maintain how you feel and function. So important.
Okay. Yeah. Now, and so what would the dosage be, say, for the Twist 25 DHEA cream as opposed to hormone replacement therapy?
Squirt from the bottle contains 25 milligrams, a full pump press from the bottle. You just rub it in on thin, hairless skin. So the best thing is to put it on that soft skin on your inner arm between your wrist and your elbow and rub that on your side or abdomen in a circle and do that until all the cream just completely sinks in and disappears, leaves no oily residue or smell or anything. And you absorb it. It takes about 10, 15 seconds for that to absorb completely.
So you pump and then twist, or is it twist and then pump?
There you go. You do the twist. You kind of, if you want to think of it that way, rub your arms together and then rub both arms on your side. You'd twist. Be doing the twist in the mirror.
Hey, that should be a new exercise for your product. I could just imagine people doing that. But anyway, as I mentioned, it's a fraction of the cost of hormone replacement therapy, which is usually not covered by insurance, right, as far as the hormone therapy.
Yeah, no, it's not something that's billed as a medical treatment or cure of any kind. It is sold over the counter. It is not going to hurt you in any way and does all good things.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the testosterone replacement therapy or estrogen replacement therapy. Usually it's not.
Oh, those covered. You've got to see a physician and have those prescribed, and that is generally more expensive as a way to go. But start with the DHEA cream, and if you're already using a hormone replacement supplement, tell your doctor that you're using a DHEA cream, and you may need less of whatever it is you're supplementing with.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and it's good for the skin, too. You mentioned being delivered through the skin, but it has a moisturizing effect on the skin. In fact, women use it as kind of a serum or a balm and a moisture lotion.
Oh, it's fantastic for your skin. It's made in a coconut oil base, pharmaceutical-grade coconut oil base cream.
Mm-hmm.
But then DHEA has also got protective effects both for UV and chemical carcinogens on skin cells, and it helps to fade age spots or keratoses, which are those kind of pigmented areas that some people get as they get older on the backs of their hands or face.
Uh-huh.
And it also helps because it's a base for sebum. So it helps with skin hydration and plumpness and fullness. And it helps with collagen formation as well, which is
everybody's
kind of the
taking collagen these days. So that's a big thing. So you can use this as well as take your collagen and you'll have a double benefit.
It'll make more, it'll give you more bang for your buck.
Okay, good.
So to speak.
All right.
Yeah.
Now let's shift gears, Hugh, because we only have 15 minutes or so left in the show. And I want to have you share with us the Navy SEAL study that was recently published on DHEA and cortisol and hormones in general and how it affected the Navy SEAL training.
Yeah, really neat science that's come out. The U.S. government, Navy in particular, tested. It's an article available on Science Direct. But they were looking at Navy SEALs as they went through BUDS training, which is a three-level course or training protocol that takes about 6 months for these students to complete.
And it's about as hardcore as you can get, right, when it comes to physical training. Physical fitness.
It is really hardcore, both physically and mentally. And they wanted to measure people's mental, psychological and physiological characteristics as they went through training.
Mm-hmm.
What did they use to measure physiological and psychological health? They looked at DHEA and the DHEA to cortisol ratio of these candidates. And as they went through the training, it was really remarkable because they took 353 students over three different classes of SEALs training and took the average and looked at what happened throughout their training. At first, when they were in their first stage of BUDS training, they were under super adverse physical stress and mental stress. and their levels declined. And then they saw this steady increase as they got fitter and fitter, and their what they define as grit, hardiness, resilience, those levels increased steadily. And so throughout, and these are 23, 24-year-old men, primarily.
Actually, a friend of mine went through it, and he's 30, so there are some older ones.
Yeah, and they right well, they do, they did have some, they had some variability in terms of the ages and how many times the students actually had to, some failed and had to go back again and try again. Yeah. But anyway, it's a rigorous training program. But bottom line, you should look up the study if you want to read it. But it's on Science Direct. It's entitled "The Psychological and Physiological Changes During Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL Training."
Okay. So what was the bottom line? The DHEA
bottom
levels?
Line is that your DHEA level, as you got fitter and more closer to from beginning to end, their DHEA levels increased, and the DHEA to cortisol ratio also increased steadily. And so basically, as you get fitter, it showed that your DHEA level gets better, and your DHEA to cortisol ratio gets better as well. And that's hugely important, because cortisol is kind of the inflammatory response hormone, the fight or flight hormone that's protective. And DHEA is what counterbalances cortisol in the body.
Right, right. So this is not exercise in a bottle. I mean, we don't want to give people false hopes.
No.
But if you exercise and use the Twist 25 DHEA cream, you're going to have better results than if you did not use it.
Correct. Yes, that's true. And you will see that you feel better. You function better. You think more clearly. You're just sharper. And it's shown by science now, and we know that it does do what we thought it did and what you and I have been talking about on the show for many years, actually, which is that your DHEA to cortisol ratio is hugely important in terms of how you age, how you function, how you feel, all of it, your sex drive included.
And it seems like the older a person is, or the more deficient they are of DHEA, the more they'll feel the responsiveness or the results from the Twist 25 DHEA cream, right?
You do notice it much more. People that are 55 and, or older, with one squirt, you put on one squirt for 25 milligrams, as we said. So doing that once in the morning and once in the evening, you're giving your body just a little bit of something good to use and have on board. Doing two squirts at a time for men is sometimes, especially if you're older than 50, the recommended amount,
okay.
One or two squirts. But
and it takes a couple weeks as far as feeling the results?
Yeah, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for people to really start to feel kind of the bouquet of, it's lots of little subtle changes that improve over time as you use the cream. And you do that for, you know, obviously a month, you're helping yourself. You do it for two, you're helping yourself even more. You do it for three, and you'll start to see people that, you know, say you went to high school with or whatever, and they're like, God, what have you been doing? You've lost some weight. You're looking good. You're looking young. What's up? And it's because.
Oh, no. Is that why? Because I have my 50th high school reunion coming up this year. So I better maybe take that double dose that you mentioned.
You're
going to
blow them out of the water, Dave. They're going to go, hey, Dave hasn't aged a bit. He's looking so good.
No.
The doctor of health, I mean, you do it all.
Please.
You do it right.
I have a face for radio, but that's beside the point. Hey, Hugh, if you can stay with us, we have one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here so I can ask you more questions. And we'll be continuing our discussion on the bouquet of benefits that the Twist 25 DHEA cream has. And if people can't stay with us till the top of the hour, you want to give out a number for people if they want to order
it or more
information?
Go to twist25.com and put in Dave's name in all lowercase letters, D-A-V-E, and you will get an extra 15% off the Twist 25.
That's no fair. You didn't tell me that before we started the show.
I snuck in a discount. Okay. We're gonna help all your listeners all right, get healthier and fitter and feel better.
I'll okay that since it'll help our listeners save money. All right. Well, we'll give out that number again when we come back, but we'll have much more information for your good hormonal health. Let's talk about weight loss when we get back and also longevity. You know, President Carter was in the news recently. He's 98 years old. What's his secret? As well as his wife. Well, unfortunately, she was diagnosed with dementia, but we'll talk about that as well. Cognitive benefits of DHEA. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health continues.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria, and their patent protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also Truflora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio cleansing effects, and Trubifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
When choosing a food supplement, what's most important to you? If you said safe, effective, contaminant-free, and non-GMO, 100% of the population agrees with you. So out of the thousands of brands out there, which one do you choose? Natural Factors is the healthiest choice. For over 60 years, family-owned Natural Factors has been committed to the quality of their products, excellence in science and education, and caring for people and planet. And with over 900,000 square feet of manufacturing, Natural Factors is big enough to do it right. They are also one of the only companies to do it all, with their own certified organic farms, over 2,000 acres, their own extraction, encapsulation, laboratory and research facilities, plus a vast network of academic and scientific experts. From farm to shelf, you can trust Natural Factors to bring you the best food supplements available anywhere. And they're available at your nearest natural food store, or go to naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to the Cure for the Common Radio Show, here where we give you the information you need to be well and healthy, because health is your greatest wealth. And if you're getting into your senior years, it's nice to be wealthy, but it's even more important to be welderly. And that's where Dr. Health comes in, here where 100 is the new 70, as I like to say. If you're just joining us, my guest this hour is Hugh Woodward, talking about hormones for summer energy. Okay, let's recap because we only have 5 or 6 minutes left, Hugh. So let's talk about weight loss, because a lot of people want to lose those winter and spring pounds for the summer and the rest of the year, because we're already almost mid-year into 2023. So give us the rundown on how DHEA and hormones in general can help aid in our weight loss efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. there was a great study that was done with DHEA, done by Dr. Villarreal, Dennis Villarreal. And he is a doctor, and he and Dr. Holsey teamed up and did a study on abdominal fat, both subcutaneous and visceral abdominal fat. That's the kind inside your stomach area, and the kind that's just under the surface of your skin, which is that little pad that we all hate, right on the either side of our belly button, usually for people. But what they found is kind of exciting. It is that when your DHEA level is higher, your abdominal fat is reduced, is lower. And the reason they believe that is that DHEA has been found to improve your insulin sensitivity in more elderly people especially, which allows you to then burn glucose in the bloodstream rather than storing it away as fat, basically.
Wow, that's huge.
So, yeah, very good science, interesting. Everybody gets excited about losing some abdominal fat, right?
Oh, absolutely, but, yeah.
Yeah, DHEA cream can help.
Okay, yep. And let's before we run out of time, I want to mention, and I meant to ask you earlier about this, we want to drive the point home that this is not the same as tablets and capsules of DHEA, which are over-the-counter in pharmacies, health food stores, online, mail order, et cetera. I mean, it's night and day. You're not going to get the same results.
Yeah, if you use it as a pill, if you take DHEA pills, you're going to get just a little elevation in what's called DHEA sulfate, which is not bad for you, but it's not a base for your sex hormones. So it's not going to make you feel better or function better or have more energy, drive, etc. DHEA, used as a cream, is absorbed gently in the skin. And as we said before, your body actually uses it in the dermis quite a bit to make hormones there. And so it helps not only your how you feel and function,
right,
reducing abdominal fat, but your energy levels, your sex drive, your immune system, your cardiovascular health, all of these things are benefited, and your cognitive function, your mental well-being, which you were asking about just briefly.
Well, that's right. I forgot to mention that again. No, I'm just kidding.
You need to use your DHEA cream, Dave.
Let's see, I'm pumping myself up here again. I'm putting some on my arm right now as we speak. Hey, here, we just have a few minutes left. Let me get to my last question on longevity. Now, hormones, of course, affect our longevity. And as you know, President Carter was in the news. Our oldest president in the history of our country, 98 years old. I don't know, you know, what his hormone levels are. I would think that they were pretty desirable. As far as, you know, the longevity of as well as vitality of people, they're going to maximize that aspect of their lives with proper hormones, the balance of hormones. Give us the both the website again as well as the phone number. And before you do that, I want to mention, for our Florida listeners only, Abby's Health and Nutrition in Tampa has their own magazine. It's a monthly magazine. The current issue, which I picked up recently at the store, volume 11, I believe, has an excellent article on testosterone decline. This is by Dr. Joseph Mercola. And what you're doing may be reducing your body's production of testosterone. It's a very interesting article. So free for the asking. You can pick a copy up at Abby's Health and Nutrition in Tampa, Florida. Okay, go ahead with the phone number and website once more, please.
Yeah, you can call us at 888-489-4782. And if you're driving, don't drive off the road. That's 888, the number 4, and then just spell out TWIST25 on your phone and you'll get us. Or go to the website directly at twist25.com. And you can read articles and stuff we've got there. A lot of the things we didn't cover on the show because we just ran out of time here are there on blog posts that you can read if you like.
Right.
And if you order the Twist 25 and you're listening today, use the coupon code DAVE, all lowercase letters, and you'll get an extra 15% off the Twist 25 cream.
Appreciate that very much on behalf of our listeners, Hugh. Hey, thanks so much for joining us and giving us all the information that you did. Keep us updated on any new hormone research that's coming out.
always.
All right, there goes Hugh Woodward, and here we go with another edition of the program. But join us again next week, same time, same station, for another Dr. Health edition. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha, have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.